often find yourself saying, I want to free up more time for myself to work on growing the business? Or I want to lay out all my tasks and decide which ones I could have someone else do? These are exact quotes from clients who have worked with Claire Jones at Liminal Clarity. Clients who've gone from overwhelmed, scattered, and reactive to efficient, balanced, and focused on strategic growth activities. This is the exact transformation that you can expect at Liminal Clarity, because they believe that you don't have to give up ease for growth. Learn more at liminalclarity.com. Again, that's liminalclarity.com.
Welcome to Digital Connections, where we bring in expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and to ultimately create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in or running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a business owner and digital marketer. On my way here, I have found amazing resources that have helped me grow my business, and they can help your business thrive too. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing, because digital marketing is about connecting people. So my friends, today we are talking about burnout, or more specifically, how to scale your business without burning out. And my guest is, of course, an expert in this area. In fact, her business is helping companies with this challenge all the time. I am so excited to have her here, because I think this is one area, especially in small business, where many people think that it's just the way it has to be. Oh, I own my own business, so I'll never have another day off. And I never see my kids because I have to work nights and evenings. Or we're a small business, so we can't afford to hire anyone else. And eventually that leads to a very bad place. Your health suffers because you're always under stress. And we know from the last episode that this is not good. Your general well-being is affected, which is what ultimately decides your perception of life in general. Your personal relationships suffer. In fact, the number one reason for divorce in the US is that someone else or something else took priority over the marriage. And more often than not, it is a person's business. Not cool. So my guest is here to help us sort it out and to put us on a path to a better place. Claire Jones is a consultant and strategist that has worked with small businesses for over 15 years. And as someone who knows firsthand what it's like to struggle to build a sustainable business, her mission is to act as your trusted guide so that you can create the right schedules, marketing strategies, processes, and systems to scale your dream business. And the results speak for themselves, because it allows her clients to step away from doing everything themselves and to devote more time to the things that they love. So Claire, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
Glad to be here. Yeah. So what brought you into this business, and where did you get started with all of this?
Well, I made a lot of mistakes. I started my first business when I was 24 years old. It was kind of a middle finger to the economy at the time, because it was full-fledged recession at that point. And so I was like, well, if no one else is going to hire me for a growth-oriented position, I'm going to hire myself. And so I struck out on my own, started a brick-and-mortar retail store over in the West Seattle area, and made a lot of mistakes. And ended up burning out in the process. I was super miserable. I was working 60 hours a week in a white box, surrounded by inventory I just couldn't seem to sell. And it was a miserable place to be in. It was awful. And I don't want to repeat that. And I want to help others not do that as well.
I think that is such that's just how life is. Sometimes we get thrown into these situations, and thank God that we did, because now you're here to help the rest of us figure out how to avoid that, right? So what do you do differently now?
Well, one of the biggest lessons I learned was the importance of social support structures. It takes a village. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a business. Mm. And I not only invested in my social support structures and my networks, but I've also created structures and systems that allow for scaling and growing, but without stressing you out in the process. Mm. Because success usually breaks the system that birthed it. Whether the system is you, or the business, or your accounting system, or your marketing system, whatever that system is, success usually breaks it.
Right. Well, it makes sense. Yeah. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. So part of what you do is that you give your clients steps to get them from where they are now to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. So what are the steps to get to like a sustainable schedule? And how many steps are there?
Yeah, totally. So there's three pillars, just to back up a little bit. Pillar number one is sustainable schedules. Pillar number two is marketing strategies. And pillar number three is processes and systems. And so I created these three pillars because I'm a huge research nerd. I like geek out on statistics, like nom, 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 want to eat them all day. And so these three pillars have been scientifically proven to contribute to business success. Mm. And so I do have a 5-step system for each of the three pillars. And so when it comes to sustainable schedules, step number one is going to be the healthy mind platter. This is a neuroscientific framework that's been discovered over time, over the past few decades. And you need to know how to prioritize your time on a week-to-week basis so that you have optimal brain performance. And this is directly based on neuroscientific studies. Mm-hmm. Step number two is flexible time blocking. So that's where you need to make sure to stay on track and keep yourself accountable to your new schedule, how you schedule your time. Step number three is self-regulation, because you need to effectively manage your emotional experience of your schedule. You can't let your emotions control you. You have to manage them. You have to acknowledge them. You have to accept them, but they can't be in the driver's seat when you're running your business.
Those damn emotions.
Yeah, right. They have huge influence over the way that we go about our day-to-day lives. So how do you manage that? Mm-hmm. And then step number four is delegation. So this is where you delegate tasks that are not in your zone of genius. And you can delegate to people, or you can delegate to software. So you don't necessarily need to hire employees in order to delegate. Mm-hmm. You can even delegate to your kids. You can delegate to your cousins. You can delegate to your dog even. You know? There's a lot of different ways to tap into the power of the people around you. This is where the social support structures come into play. Mm-hmm. And then step number five is coaching habits. So once you have your team of people that you're working with, you need to know how to best tap into their brilliance instead of micromanaging them and telling them what to do.
Interesting. I know for me, when I started my business, like talking to my husband about cooking dinner something that had to get done. But, you know, I think it's, I didn't want to have to give up that control, I have to admit.
I mean, it's a bit of an ego trip sometimes.
Totally. So then the second pillar was marketing. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So what are the steps in marketing?
Yeah. So step number one is platforms and demographics, because you need to choose the right platforms that will strategically target your ideal audiences. Mm-hmm, so we're really talking about quality ROI over quantity ROI, so that you streamline the time, money, and energy you spend and still get amazing results. Mm-hmm. So that's step number one. Step number two is websites and Google My Business, basically your digital presence and how you show up in Google searches, because you need to take control over that. If you don't have control over that, people are just seeing whatever pops up organically, which is not always the best.
So that's for sure.
Step number three is touch points, because you need to know how often you should interact with your potential customers. It's really a numbers game at the end of the day. Like, a lot of people are surprised by the amount of touch points it takes to create that know, like, and trust factor with your audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, if you have a cold prospect, someone who has no idea who you are, no idea that you exist, it can take up to 50 touch points in order
50?
To engage them. 50.
You would think as a digital marketer, I would know that, but I had never heard that. Wow.
Yeah. And that's why there's a 90-day sales cycle. That's why mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. standard.
Yeah.
Because if you're touching this person every other day, it's going to take 100 days in order mm-hmm. to engage them. So mm-hmm. you have to be intentional and specific about your touch point strategy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then step number 4 is creating content, because you need to know how to craft content that is formatted ideally for each platform that you use. You can't just copy and paste things from Instagram to Facebook to LinkedIn. You have to yeah. make sure that it's ideally formatted for that platform
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
there's a content culture there. You have to play by the rules.
You have to cater to that culture. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. step number 5 is managing that content. So this is where you use the right tools that save you time and energy as you implement your content mm-hmm. strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking content calendars and content schedulers here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you just, I no longer need have a job, but they all know what to do now. So
No. Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, these are the fundamentals, and how yeah. you apply them yeah. to your business is going to be unique because your business is unique.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is Digital Connection. So the marketing piece of it is always, you know, top of mind for us. So, and then how about the steps for processes and systems?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So step number 1 is business plans, because you need to plan it out. You have to plan out all of the aspects of your business that contribute to long-term success. This is where you identify opportunities. This is where you identify threats and how you're going to handle those in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. And it's a living, breathing document. You should update it every year. It's not just yeah. something that collects dust on your shelf.
Right. Because it changes, right?
It
I mean,
does.
Like next year, hopefully I have a different threat going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because things mm-hmm. change.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Step number two.
The one constant in life.
Yeah. Right. Change. Yeah. Step number 2 is financial processes. And so this is where you take control over your finances in your business and implement the processes that will track it for you. I don't know how many of my clients come to me and tell me that they check their bank balances every single day and stress out over their bank balances every Ooh. Single day. And I'm like, girl, like step away from the bank balance. Like,
oh, that stresses me out just thinking about it.
Ugh. Yeah. Like imagine the amount of time, money, and energy you're wasting by just worrying about those numbers on the screen. Like have the processes running in the background, trust the processes that are running in the background
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have to waste time worrying about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then step number 3 is client journey. Customer journey, client journey. This is where you set external expectations so that your customers are clear about how you will work with them.
Mm.
People trust your expertise. People trust your process because you're the expert. That's why they're paying you. And so having that guide of how you guide them throughout their time with you is mm-hmm. super important. It creates confidence. It creates clarity. It creates certainty. All great things.
Yeah.
And then step number 4 is company structures and workflows. And so this is where you set internal expectations so that your team members know exactly what everyone's responsible for. This is where accountability, productivity, this is really what affects the bottom line at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because you don't have duplication of efforts if you map everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no guessing as to what's happening if you map everything out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a real time saver.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you came about the 3 pillars to create or the 3 pillars that you have? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it was kind of an organic process because I was in a networking call randomly one day talking about business. And the person asked me like, well, what are the top 3 things people need to pay attention to in order to have business success? And I was like, well, I mean, first I called it work-life balance for sustainable schedules, but people hate that term.
Right.
So I don't use that term, but it's still work-life balance, sustainable schedules, making sure that you can achieve what you set out to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And then marketing, having that quality ROI and then those processes and systems. And so that's, I just answered that without even thinking about it. And then getting off of that call, I sat down and I was like, huh, is there something here? And so I started playing around with the idea and I was like, well, maybe I'll have a three pillars kind of deal. And then I fell in love with the three pillars kind of concept because the three pillars is very stable. You know, if you have three legs on a stool, it's a very stable stool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of leaned into that more structural approach because what we're really talking about here is the infrastructure of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the metaphors that I use all the time is that you can't build a skyscraper on the foundation of a two-story house.
Right.
You have to have the foundation of a skyscraper to support the growth of the skyscraper.
Right.
And right. So these three pillars represent that foundation for business.
Mm-hmm. And how many businesses do you see that, you know, I mean, they're coming to you and they want to be a skyscraper. Mm-hmm. But they started out with a very, very tiny little foundation. Mm-hmm. How do you tell them? How do you break the news to them?
Well, they usually already see symptoms of their growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually already showing up. The main two is time ceilings and profit ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
So they've hit the ceiling of how much time they can spend on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And they've hit a ceiling in terms of how much profit they can bring in the business.
Mm-hmm.
They've maxed out their time capabilities and their profit capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And but they know they're capable of doing more, but they're just doing things inefficiently now that could be streamlined in order to create the space for that additional growth.
Mm. And do you have to kind of convince them that they need to take the time to do this and to, you know, be involved in your process? You know, do you have to convince them that this is a good idea?
Sometimes.
Because I imagine that's probably a big problem for most of the people that are coming to you is that they are so hard pressed for time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the digital marketing world, I mean, it's one of our big things. You know, when we talk to our clients, we're like, are you sure you have the time to implement this? Because you're going to need the time. You know, mm-hmm. Yes, we do the work for you, but you have to be involved in the process.
When people are concerned about time, it usually takes around 2 to 3 hours a week to implement the processes that we go through.
Mm.
And so it's not that much time on a week to week basis. It just adds up over the course of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allays some of those fears for people. They're like, oh, okay, I can add 2 to 3 hours a week and that's fine. But if I find myself talking to a potential client who is very resistant to these ideas, they're not the best client for me. I found that if I spend the time, I've had clients like this, I've taken on clients like this in the past, is that if I have to spend most of my time convincing them that it's worth moving forward with these steps, they're not going to get the results they want. Because we're spending more time convincing and less time doing. And so I just am honest with them when that happens, when we're in those consult calls and we're having those conversations. I'm like, look, it sounds like you're really resistant to this. And I'm going to be upfront with you and be like, if you're not willing to move forward with this, then take the time to become ready. You know, I don't want to drag people kicking and screaming across the finish line. That's
no.
My time is better spent elsewhere. Your time is better spent elsewhere.
And it seems like it really kind of defeats the purpose for them. I think, you know, I do the same thing with my clients. I'm like, look, you might be interviewing me for the position of your digital marketer, but I'm interviewing you for the position of my client because I want this to be a good experience for you. And if we're starting out and it, you know, there are those red flags, we got to call it quits.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just a huge efficiency nerd. And so when I see that working with a client is going to be inherently inefficient,
Yeah.
Because I'm spending most of my time trying to convince them, then that's not efficient to me. I'm like, right? If you want to pay me for all of this extra time convincing on top of all of the extra time that it's going to take once you start implementing, that's like doubling our program right there. But if you're looking to get results in the time frame that we're looking to get results in, mm-hmm. you have to do some internal work before we start our work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories of clients that have walked, you know, come out of this process and like what, you know, what they experienced at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorite stories is I worked with a plumbing company last year, and it's woman owned and she's a rock star, you know, Spitfire. And I rocked her worldview in the process of doing our program together, because she started to realize like how many parts of the business she just didn't like doing. Mm. And she was like, what do you mean? I don't have to do this? You know, and I kind of like sparked this whole like existential crisis for her, where she was like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I doing this if I don't like doing it?
Yeah.
And so she actually ended up starting a new business as a result of our work together.
Wow.
Because she just realized that she wanted to pivot in another direction. And so we got the results that she was looking for in the plumbing business in order to create the time that she could then devote to her new business.
That's awesome.
And so we streamlined, we made it more efficient in the plumbing so that she had more time to do what she loved doing.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. And she sent me an email on New Year's Eve, and she was like, I was reflecting on the year and I just wanted to tell you that you were the best thing that happened to my business.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, those are the things that you print out and post on your wall and just like stare at lovingly all day.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's exactly what makes it worth every minute when you get that kind of a client experience. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I really just want to free up your time so that you're doing more of what you love and less of what you don't.
Yeah.
Whether you want to devote that extra time to your current business or to a new venture or to your family, to your friends, to yourself, whatever you want to devote that new time to, doesn't matter to me.
Right.
What matters to me is making that time for you.
Yes. Yeah. I think, you know, that was one of the comments I made last week was, you know, about marketing and how people will take on their own marketing thinking that they're going to be able to figure this out. And they don't realize, you know, it's another full-time job and the one that they didn't go to college for and one that, you know, is typically it's better off to pay somebody to do it for you because
marketing is constantly shifting too.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So it's a constant learning curve.
Yep. And it's what I love about it. Right. But, if you don't have the time to keep up with that or anything else in your business, right. If it's not the core of why you started your business and what you intended to do in it, then it is better to hire out my friend Tina Mitchell says, she says, hire out your weaknesses or build your strengths and hire out your weaknesses or something similar to that. Right. But yes, hire out your weaknesses basically.
Yeah. Or find a software. You don't even have to hire people.
Right. Yes. There's and I
so
love
many
that.
Softwares out there.
Mm-hmm. And so many free softwares. You don't even, my digital marketing tip of the day, when we get to it, is exactly about that. So this is perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. One of my free softwares that has completely changed my business and my clients' businesses is Airtable.
Oh yes. I love Airtable.
Yeah. It's basically spreadsheets on crack that are like really customizable and have a ton of different integrations. It's a Zapier product. So any Zapier integration that exists out there also exists with Airtable. So that's just a software tip. Right.
I love it. I love it. Any tips that we can give to the listeners? It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, so tell me how do people get a hold of you? Actually, I wanted to ask about your business because I think you've got some things coming up. What's next for you?
Well, I'm actually launching another business this year.
Surprise, surprise.
I know. I should have expected it by this point, but you know, that's how it goes. But I'm actually launching a sweatpants business this year because the pandemic has taught us that sweatpants are super important. And I kind of don't want to go back to wearing regular pants. So I'm creating sweatpants that I can wear in public without feeling embarrassed.
I think the first time you told me about this, I was like, you are not. You're lying to me.
Most people think it's a joke, honestly. I'm like, no.
I think it's brilliant. I love it.
I've identified that there's three major pain points when it comes to sweatpants. One is inseam length. And so I'm actually offering multiple inseams.
Nice.
Two is durability, because sweatpants, especially if they're cheap, fall apart and pile and are awful quality. Uh-huh. And then three is colors, patterns, and pockets was a huge one. And so I'm kind of hitting that trifecta there with my sweatpants.
Nice. Yes, I know one of my favorite pair of yoga pants actually has the little pocket, the hidden pocket that I can put my cell phone in. I love that.
Yeah. It infuriates me when the pockets are like this big and you can't fit anything in it. I'm like, this is the most stupid. Like, it's so useless. Like, either make it a fake pocket or make it a big pocket. There's like, why make it so small that all you can fit is like chapstick?
You can fit a house key in there. Yeah, but that's it. There are no cell phones out there that size. Yeah, right.
Not anymore.
So with that then, now do tell me how people get a hold of you. What's the best way for them to engage you?
Yeah. So for business consulting, it's liminalclarity.com, LIMINAL clarity.com. And you can also find that on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Nice. All right. Yeah. I would hope you have your marketing straight. That one.
Yeah. I kind of have to role model a lot.
Well, we've come to the end again of our show again, but before we head out, I did mention, I do have a great digital marketing tip. One that I find to be a huge stress reliever, and that is my CRM, or my customer relationship management tool. And I personally use HubSpot. I love this CRM. I have the paid version, but the free version of this tool is fantastic. And let's just say for a second that you're using a spreadsheet or maybe MailChimp to capture your customers or their contact information. You probably also have a separate place to track the email communications that you've sent them or the phone calls that you've made to them. You're probably also tracking their sales in another location. You might even have a separate place to track your general connections, you know, like that amazing plumber or chiropractor that you know that you suggest to people all the time. This is a major waste of your time. Not tracking all of this, that you have to do, but having it all in separate places with none of it connected is a major waste of your time, and your business will suffer. If you're not already there, get yourself a good CRM. HubSpot is always a great place to start, but there are plenty out there. There's Salesforce, there's SharpSpring. Those are two of my other favorites, but you can also check out Vibout, Zoho, and Zendesk. There's a ton out there. And I would also suggest doing a side-by-side comparison. Just type the best CRM into Google, and you're well on your way. So a huge thanks to my guest today, Claire Jones with Luminal Clarity. And please make sure to follow us, subscribe, and like us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows along with contact information for all our guests, including Claire, and for me on our website at www.digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another amazing digital connection for your business.
Would you like more return and tangible results from your marketing efforts without long-term contracts? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with us, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI expert, but we help you develop a strategy based on the digital experience of our global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results. Find us at WSIWorld.com or call 800-985-9567. Again, that's 800-985-9567. WSI. We simplify the internet.